sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a bitter cold morning across the region. It's going to stay quite cold most of the weekend, so plan on bundling up for heading out. We have a wind chill advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning, and another one coming up tonight at midnight going through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Arctic high pressure moving in from the west should bring us plenty of sunshine today, and still partly cloudy skies tomorrow, so nice to see the bright weather. After that, fairly cloudy for the week ahead, thanks to a surge of warmer and moisture-laden air coming in from the south. Temperatures could be soaring about 10 or 12 degrees above normal as we head through the mid and late part of the week. There'll be several chances of precipitation as well, with disturbances coming through the region. Potentially some wet, sloppy snow accumulation, some freezing drizzle or rain at times. Even a little sleet can't be ruled out, so we'll have to monitor the conditions for some slippery travel and that sort of thing throughout the week. That forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, high temperature near 12 degrees, northwest wind at 5 to 10, becoming westerly late. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and frigid, low at 8 below zero, about a 5-mile-per-hour wind. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, high up to 18, south wind between 10 and 20. Breezy tomorrow night as the clouds increase, low temperature 13. Monday, cloudy and warmer with a slight chance of light snow showers or freezing drizzle, high at 32. Tuesday, cloudy with snow likely, maybe mixed with sleet or rain, a slushy inch or two certainly possible, low 28 with a high of 36. Wednesday, cloudy and mild with a 30% chance of snow and rain by afternoon, low 27, high 37. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of light rain or wintry mix, low 27, high 37. And Friday, some breaks of sun possible, staying mild, low in the 20s with a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 3 degrees below zero. We have been as warm as 2 during the 2 o'clock hour today. Partly cloudy skies currently, that following our high yesterday of 9, and between a dusting to a quarter inch of snow in the area last evening, no precipitation report today. The record high in 1906 was 53. 1994, we saw a record low of 34 below zero. 1 year ago, 33 the high, 27 the low. We'll have sunrise this morning at 7:28, sunset at 4:58, and then sunrise tomorrow morning again at 7:28. The barometric pressure's on the rise at 30.51. The air is calm. No precipitation to report today. Following our high yesterday of 9, partly cloudy skies, and we're at 3 degrees below zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Time on guys like that. You might be tough, but that's
get your weekend wake up with Alicia Elliott. You want a what? 6:07, we're at 3 degrees below zero, working towards 6:30 news, weather, sports, all coming your way. This is Keith Urban along with Julia Michaels from 2018. Coming Home on Country and Community and your weekend wake up. WRCO-FM.
I wake up feeling in my soul I'm living someone else's life. I'm turning into concrete, harder than these city streets, where no one even cares if I'm alive. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know that they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know that they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home. Even a memory is good enough to get me through the night. I'm longing for the real thing, people who know the real me, and all the ways to love me back to life. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home.
But it's not the same. Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
Just not the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home.
At night on a crowded street, I may never reach across your body to kill the light of your sleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone, but I can touch your hand accidentally and take that moment home. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Thank you.
sure that he can pull you through. But I can sing this song to everybody and pretend it's not about you. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, still I know. That's as close as I'll get to loving you.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Goodbye. says it all.
That's Black Hawk for your weekend wake up. Goodbye says it all. And we have Green Bay Packer football on the radio later today during our 6:40 sports report. We'll preview today's game. 5 o'clock pregame, a little after 7 for the kickoff, as the Packers travel to San Fran to take on the 49ers in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And here is Adam's prediction. Green Bay 34, San Francisco 28. There you go. Let's go Pack.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare supplement insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
The Hillsboro Lions Club invites you out to bingo this Sunday at Hillsboro Community Center. Lunch will be available starting at 11:30 and bingo will begin at 1 sharp. Both regular and progressive bingo will be played. Progressive white bingo sheets will be sold during the first and second sessions only. Come enjoy a great day with your friends from the Hillsboro Lions Club at the Hillsboro Community Center this Sunday afternoon starting at 1 sharp.
This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
Blame it all on my wife, though for most of our life, her advice has been thoughtful and good. But this time she goofed. And I would say oofta if I was Norwegian and could.
I'm German.
She thought that our rooster should get a booster shot so he wouldn't catch chicken pox. But she was all wrong. The shot was too strong. Now the rooster is in a pine box. And I've got hens with old faces 'cause the rooster and the whole place will have to start from scratch. None of the eggs will hatch. Mm-mm. My hen house future is awful tricky, 'cause in all those eggs there's no chickies. And I've got hens with low faces.
Wanna dance?
It's been tough on the flock. All the girls are in shock, for the hen house is missing its chief. When we held the wake, the hens tried to break all their eggs as a gesture of grief. The flock keeps on shrinking while we do some thinking about what kind of rooster to buy. And bang on the nest, they're getting no rest. The girls just sit there and cry. And I've got hens with low faces, 'cause the rooster's dead and the whole place is going on the skids. My chickens have no kids. My friends come by and they see my chickens and they shake their heads and say, what the dickens? And I've got hens with low faces. It's too sad for words. I've got no young birds to take up their place in the coop. We used to have chicken each Sunday for dinner, but now we're stuck with vegetable soup. One more thing that I hate, I'm sleeping too late, 'cause the rooster woke me up every day. It might be a pain, but I'm gonna train the bull to wake me that way. I've got hens with low faces, 'cause the rooster's gone and the whole place is simply out of luck. Oh, I sure miss that cluck, I do. My hen house future is in peril, 'cause the eggs they're laying, they're all sterile. And I've got hens with low faces. Everybody sing! I've got hens with low faces, 'cause the rooster's dead and the whole place is going on the skids. My chickens have no kids.
Maybe they can adopt.
My friends come by and they see my chickens and they shake their heads and say, what the dickens? And I've got hens with low faces. Yeah, I've got hens with low faces.
On the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so color my baby a moody blue. She's Wednesday to another day again. Her personality unwinds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. Just when I think I know her well, her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
It's so hard to say with you or with you. I'm afraid my love is with you.
That's two in a row from the studio line. We heard from Milo Hatzenbuehler and the King of Rock and Roll going out to Zoggy this morning. Good morning. How you doing? 6:28 is the time. And we're at 4 degrees on the negative side of zero. Looking for a high today near 12. And we may see some sunshine, but it's going to be cold. We'll have a complete look at your weather forecast during our 6:30 news, weather, and sports coming your way in just 2 minutes. Hey, look out! It's Amos Moses.
Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now, everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. At 6:30, we're at 4 degrees below zero. Time for a news update sponsored by Scott Industries. You can enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, which include unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, why connect wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. Plenty of sunshine as we move through your day, but cold with a high of 12. 8 below tonight with clear to partly cloudy conditions. Back to 18 degrees tomorrow, 13 Sunday night. Monday could get a little iffy, 32 for a high. A light chance of some snow, maybe freezing drizzle. Tuesday, a slushy 1 to 2 inches possible with a high of 36. We do have partly cloudy skies and we're at our morning low. It's 4 below zero.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Good morning from the Civic Media Newsroom. I'm Adam Haas. Here's what you need to know. Iowa County suffered a fatal snowmobile crash Thursday morning. The Iowa County 911 Center received a call at approximately 10:50 of a crash on the Military Ridge State Trail between County Highway BB and County Highway YZ. Life-saving efforts were made by law enforcement and EMS personnel, but Richard Coe, 67, of Jefferson, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Preliminary investigation shows that Coe was eastbound on the Military Ridge State Trail when he lost control of the snowmobile and was ejected from the machine, suffering serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Agencies involved include the Iowa County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Ridgeway Fire and First Responders, Dodgeville EMS, UW MedFlight, and the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans have introduced a bill that would set up a binding statewide referendum on whether abortion should be banned after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Current Wisconsin law bars abortions after 20 weeks. The bill introduced Friday would outlaw abortions after 14 weeks if voters approve the idea in this April's elections. The new prohibition would not take effect if voters rejected the idea. The bill comes as Democrats have parlayed the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in 2022 overturning Roe v. Wade into campaign successes across the country. Democratic Governor Tony Evers almost certainly will veto the proposal if it reaches his desk. Another budgetary lifeline for the Dane County Jail Project. Dane County supervisors on a 31-5 vote have agreed to fill the latest funding gap for the long-discussed project. Last fall, the loan construction bid came in well over budget. The original price tag of the project was $148 million and now hovers around $200 million. The project calls for a six-story tower facility in downtown Madison that can house 625 prisoners. A former Madison police officer has been sentenced to a year in prison, followed by 5 years extended supervision after being convicted of exposing himself to a teenage girl. 60-year-old Morris Reed was arrested in 2019 on allegations of assaulting a 15-year-old girl that he took on ride-alongs in his squad car the previous year. Last October, a jury acquitted Reed on a second-degree sexual assault charge. Reed resigned from the Madison Police Department in 2013 rather than face dismissal over a separate incident. The U.S. federal government is averting a shutdown again, but without the votes of all of Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans. The Republicans voted against the stopgap bill yesterday that both houses approved. The measure avoids a shutdown. Representative Scott Fitzgerald told the Journal Sentinel he's concerned about border security policy. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Big Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. The Red Cross blood supply has fallen to critically low levels across the nation, and blood and platelet donors are urged to make a donation appointment to help alleviate that shortage and help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not put on hold. Don't wait to make an appointment. You can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app now, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. And you have two chances to donate this week in Grant County. The first one coming up Monday, January 22nd from 10 until 3 at the Fred Lenz Conference Center. The second will be held Thursday, January 25th from noon to 5 at the Montfort Fire and Rescue Building. The 2026 Farm Technology Days location has been announced. The 72nd Wisconsin Farm Technology Days will be held at Red Detz's No Joke Dairy in Stratford, Wisconsin. These fifth-generation farm owners are excited to host on July 14th through the 16th of 2026. And the humorous highway road signs seen along I-94 and across our nation are likely coming to an end. The Federal Highway Administration has released a manual that prohibits humor or any pop culture references on traffic safety messages, and it will start in 2 years. The Fed say the signs are distracting to drivers. This ban will affect electronic signs with the silly messages, and all states must comply with this new regulation within 2 years. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless. According to Tony Schumacher, plenty of sunshine today. We're going to top off near 12. Clear to partly cloudy, bitter cold again. We'll see lows predicted around 8 below zero for the overnight. Partly cloudy for your Sunday. Breezy, a bit warmer, a high of 18. Breezy and increasing clouds Sunday night, 13. Monday, cloudy and warmer, a slight chance of light snow or freezing drizzle, a high of 32. Then Tuesday, cloudy with snow likely, maybe mixing with sleet or rain, and a slushy 1 to 2 inches possible. Tuesday's high, 36. Our current temperature is our morning low, following a high yesterday of single digit 9. We're currently at a new morning low, 5 below zero.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5, and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Well, the big sports day finally here. The Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers will do battle in the divisional round of the playoffs right here on the radio tonight. We'll have details on that. This sports report is brought to you by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. When we return with our sports report, we'll have a look back at high school basketball from last night.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. Time right now to turn our attention to high school basketball from last night. And our featured matchup was Richland Center in Lancaster. Phil Nee filed this report.
Richland Center played one of its best boys basketball games of the year, but fell in a close game, 66-62 at Lancaster Friday night. The Hornets trailed by 14 in the first half before battling back to trail by 4 at halftime, 36-32. The Arrows again shot ahead by 14 before Richland Center mounted another comeback and led by 5 with 3 minutes left. The Arrows made some key steals and turned them into points. Clutch free throws gave Lancaster the lead and the eventual win as they improved to 7-7 overall and 2-3 in the league. Richland Center was led by Wes Bosworth, who had 19, 17 of those in the first half. Jaden Shep added 14. Tyler Woodman scored 10. Brady Dosh, Trayton Shep, and Liam Fingerson all had 5 points, and Garrison Weiss totaled 4. The Hornets had 9 3-point baskets, with Jaden Shep making 4 of them and Tyler Woodman hitting 2. Richland Center shot 5 for 9 from the line. Lancaster was paced by Michael Murphy with 23, including 5 threes. Zach Hermsen had 13 and Taylor Williams 12. The Arrows also made 9 3-pointers and went 7 for 16 from the line. The Flying Arrows won the JV game 43-18 over the Hornets. Following the 66-62 varsity win, Lancaster will now prepare for Monday night's contest against Fenimore. Richland Center is now 2-14 overall and 0-5 in the league. They will play a non-league game coming up Monday night against Mauston, with a JV game to start at 5:30 at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys' finals from last night. Prairie du Chien downed River Valley 66-44. Fenimore won better than Boscobel 29-28. Platteville 63, Dodgeville 42. It was Schulzburg with a 70-50 win over Highland. Wazika Steuben 50, Weston 43. 76-73, Gay Electric Trempealeau defeated Westby. Mineral Point a 59-46 victory over Southwestern. River Ridge 67, Potosi 58. Darlington 64, Cuba City 33. And Onalaska a 79-45 win over Toma. In girls basketball, Ithaca over Lafarge Youth Initiative last night, 47-31. Royal 59, Hillsborough 39. Ithaca 47, Judah 32. Or a big win over Cashton, 85-24. Reedsburg 60, Sauk Prairie 50. Wisconsin Dells 83-15 over Nakusa. And Westfield a 59-40 win against Adams Friendship. Max Klesmit scored 20 consecutive points during a second-half stretch of just over 4.5 minutes, and the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers continued their home dominance of Indiana with a 91-79 victory. Wisconsin has won its last 20 home games against the Hoosiers and hasn't lost to Indiana in Madison since 1998. Klesmit finished with 26 points. He went 5 of 7 from three-point range. Indiana was missing their 7-footer, Kal-El Ware, its top rebounder and second leading scorer, due to a lower leg injury. Malik Renew scored 28 points for the Hoosiers. The Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers are set to meet for a record-setting 10th time in the postseason. The Niners hold a 5-4 advantage of the previous 9 matchups. The 7th-seeded Packers earned a spot in the divisional round by winning at Dallas a week ago. The 49ers earned the top seed in the NFC playoffs and had a first-round bye. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love looks to follow up last week's 3-touchdown game with another strong performance. San Francisco gets star running back Christian McCaffrey back this week after missing 1 game with a calf injury. Tonight's game can be heard on WRCO-FM 100.9 with the pregame at 5 and kick is set after 7. That's a check of sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers is located at the corner of Orange and 3rd Streets in Richland Center. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. It's where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Pine River Veterinary Clinic provides compassionate quality care, emergency service for large and small animals, plus laser therapy, laser surgery, ultrasound, and certified grooming from Pine River Veterinary Clinic. Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. Sleepy Hollow Auto Group, they'll take care of you.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
In the late great Golden State, it's getting hard to negotiate. When you would slip from a grim fate, in the late great Golden State. In the late great Golden State, I don't do much, but I'm always late. I am just at a date in the late great Golden State. I caught one last glimpse of the Palomino.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca. The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-292-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg, building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
What is it that makes you powerful? It's not only having a voice, but knowing that it's heard loud and clear. We understand knowledge can change your life, and that energy will continue to power it. And because you're part of a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we're always listening. Because you're more than just a customer. You're a member. And what's more powerful than that?
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, this is Adam Haas. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. And here we go to our journey towards 7 o'clock. We will have a weather update. I'll talk about my Packer prediction. Maybe you can tell me what you think is going to happen in tonight's game as well.
It's Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. White t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that.
That's Tim McGraw and Country and Community for your weekend wake up. Hey, have you had a chance to listen to the song by Wisco Kids, Believe in Love? Well, the last time Wisco Kids released a song about the Packers, they made it to the NFC Championship game. I'm just saying, check it out.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. Called and said that I had been waiting there for me. Told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said, right now, love, can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes. The days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. One I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just
breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. And nothing's been the same since she said yes. I said, wow. She said, when? I said, how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith. And she said, yeah.
So after the 7 o'clock mark, we're going to open up the phone lines and get your Packer prediction. And it's okay if you want to say the Packers aren't going to win, because everybody's entitled to be wrong. We'll talk about that after. Here's Charlie Pride. You're my Jamaica.
Every day I read ads in the paper saying come to the island. So music on the record at home. When it comes to the warmth and the sunshine, well, I got my own. You're